Hello, everyone. Welcome to a new edition of the OPC Foundation podcast, the home of industrial interoperability. My name is Peter Seeberg, and I'm your host. Today, I'm going to be talking to Lars Nagel. He is the CEO of the International Data Spaces Association, which is what Lars and I are going to talk about, OPC UA and IDSA, short for International Data Spaces Association. You're going to hear that acronym a couple of times today. Hello, Lars. How are you?
Hi, Peter. I'm doing really well and looking forward to provide you with some details about that great collaboration.
Very good. Why don't we start with you, please, introducing yourself to our listeners, Lars.
Yeah, hi, I'm Lars Nagel. I'm CEO of International Data Spaces Association, which is a nonprofit association that deals with global standards and framework for data spaces since 10 years now.
Oh, that's about the same time that I've been in a new job as well. But that is not important. Let's start at the beginning. You already referred to the term. The term is in the name of your association. What is a data space?
You can see data spaces like as a new paradigm for data management. So a mechanism how to deal with data that is embraced as an economic asset, or more in general, that is of value. And that requires something that we call like data sovereignty. So you can decide and also follow and enforce what happens to your data in the sense of like usage constraints. And you can also trust the ecosystem. So all the partners that are members or elements of a data space. And that is needed because current internet does not allow for really attaching usage policies to data sets. That is currently not possible, and that offers a lot of new opportunities for value creation, for new business models, for interoperability and such, and that is what we'll be talking about today.
Very good. Thanks for the introduction into what a data space is. How then does IDSA, so the International Data Spaces Association, I will not explain the acronym every time, but just to get into the mode, how does IDSA extend the OPC Foundation ecosystem for semantic interoperability in automation with its standard, especially regarding, you just mentioned it, data sovereignty?
Yeah, so maybe I start a little bit with a bigger story. So, and this is also the goal of the OPC Foundation, of the manufacturing domain as such. So value shall be created. We hear a lot about like new opportunities, new business models, innovation as such. And it is always tied to data economy. So we all hear about data economy, and in that course, we hear a lot about artificial intelligence, AI. So everything would be AI, a lot of things will be better. Yes, we have understood that, but there's one very important shortcoming. This will not happen if data sets, data cannot be combined. So if value creation based on data does not really work on as many data sets as possible, really a huge amount of data from different sources, which means from different companies that all like share their data under clear conditions, for sure, so that something bigger can be created. And the thing is, currently, most of the data is not shared. So what is the internet? The internet is about like publicly available data. But the really interesting data, and here let's make the link to the OPC Foundation and the industrial domain. So a CAD drawing, well, you do not find that on the internet freely accessible, and the access to the production planning system or ERP or whatever, this is not available. So in the first, this data is not usable for value creation. And that is what needs to be overcome. And here we need a mechanism so that organizations are willing to share data. They have the insight that they have to share, but there's no instrument that they really dare to share data, that they can say that, okay, you may use my data for value creation, but you have to stick to some policies, some constraints, some rules. So I want to have money for that, or you can only see parts of the data or only special people. So, and this is way beyond only access control. It's really about usage control. So that is what data spaces are about. At the end, it will become like a new layer on the internet. We come to that later. And this is where the collaboration with the OPC Foundation comes in and becomes very important, because what I just mentioned is we want to share data. So several companies in a very open, maybe even in a very dynamic ecosystem, want to like combine their data sets, get some insights, process that data, maybe let AI work on it, whatever. Okay, how does that work? So we need to talk about interoperability. So you have to combine this data sets, and then it's not only about like combining, so technical interoperability, but also on understanding the data. So, okay, what is like the sense? And that is about semantic interoperability. And that is what OPC Foundation has solved with their semantic standards in a lot of domains, and here, not only in the industry or industrial domain, and there's the perfect fit. So when we talk about interoperability, it's a whole stack. So it's technical interoperability, it's semantic. Then it's also like organizations have to talk to each other, organizational interoperability, and at the end also legal interoperability. So think of companies being in different legislative environment, different countries. So, and if you like can make all of that happen, all the four layers, then real interoperability can work. And IDSA, we've crafted like the framework that encompasses all these four layers, while we do not solve all the problems. So we need a lot of partners on the different layers to make data spaces a reality. And from the semantic layer, we enjoy the collaboration with the OPC Foundation, and that will add immediately a lot of value and, well, brings like much, much, much more data to the table that is available to overcome the problem that I mentioned at the very beginning.
Very good. You already move into what is going to be my next question, but just as a bringing your answer together, I've understood AI, or more general value creation, data economy, is only going to happen if we share data. And I, as a, now I'm going to mention it, the 10 years that you have, I have 10 years as a AI consultant, I can very strongly support that. So what then specifically brought you, the IDSA and the OPC Foundation, together? Was it industry demand from a technology push perspective, maybe a mix of both?
Yeah, probably a mix of both. So at the beginning, there was, I would say it started with an industry demand. So industry came across that they reached like the borders of what is feasible with data sharing. So we were talking about platforms. So we are living in what we call the platform economy today. So data is mainly closed or locked in into platforms. And so data should travel. And then we need to like find mechanisms so that we can respect like the rights of the data originator. So we have to like open up these platforms in the industrial domain. We had all of these great and powerful IoT platforms. But the next thing is, okay, we need more. We need to combine these sources. So platform of platform, so to say, but also like outside the domain. So how can we share like industrial data with health data or data from tourism or something? And here it's not only about like linking that data, so technical interoperability, but also like to explain, and semantic interoperability came in. And that is where the industry came to their limitations. So it is definitely industry demand, and then technology followed. And so therefore it's probably the industry demand. The good thing is now technology is available, that it can be built on that. And with the OPC Foundation, the cloud initiative, this is exactly the field of collaboration where we make that happen, so that we have the technology in place that is usable like for everyone, for all the SMEs that need to become part of these big value creation networks that data spaces are.
Okay, data should travel. That's a very nice quote. I like that. We need to open up platforms, you say. How then do OPC Foundation and IDSA plan to harmonize your common or separate standards in working on other initiatives, Catena X, Manufacturing X, Gaia X, which maybe also you can introduce online to our listeners too?
Yeah, well, happy to do so. So, well, here we see like an orthogonal approach. So what OPC Foundation and IDSA is doing is, so to say, like on a horizontal layer. So it's in a sense like it's a standard that serves different domains, different cases, and so on. And therefore, it's a good collaboration. So IDSA and OPC Foundation, it's like, so to say, a stack that we are offering. And when it comes to trust, we could also add Gaia X. So they are working on a trust framework so that if you have like any claim, so you say like, I'm that organization and also I'm able or allowed to use that data set. So then you can share claims with the other parties. So we need also the trust framework. That is the collaboration more on the horizontal level. And well, how can we make that happen? So we need the vertical. So we need the value chains in a specific area and a specific domain that create value. And here, Catena X is a data space endeavor that is active in the automotive domain. So it's, so to say, a data space, a network that combines all the suppliers, all the multi-tier suppliers in the automotive value chain. So you have the OEMs and then first, second, third, fourth tier suppliers. And well, automotive domain always works in networks. But today, new challenges lie ahead, for example, carbon footprint tracking. And therefore, you need to combine data set along the whole supply chain, but also, and that includes like suppliers that serve different OEMs. So in that case, also OEMs need to collaborate. And herefore, Catena X is the data space endeavor, which has been initiated in Germany, but it has become a global data space for the automotive industry to improve a lot of activities in the automotive supply chain, carbon footprint tracking, but also efficiency tools, digital product passports and the likes. You also know digital battery passport and so on. So this is already a success story. So there are already like thousands of organizations onboarded in that data space and sharing data following the principles that I just mentioned. And here they are building on the standards of IDSA and OPC Foundation in exactly the manner that I just mentioned. And Manufacturing X is, so to say, the new kid on the block. It's next. It's an industrial initiative, again, started in Germany, made like European, and now it's an international attempt to also harmonize processes in the manufacturing industry with the same goals, like digital product passport, carbon footprint tracking. All these cases are relevant in the manufacturing sector. So, and the manufacturing sector is huge. So, not only automotive, but like aeronautics industry, wood industry, plastics, sourcing, mining. So, and this is driven in the Manufacturing X initiative. And this is like a set of a lot of data spaces, all built alike and built on the standards of IDSA and OPC Foundation and others. And that is exactly where we have like a strong collaboration with all these initiatives to come up with a global framework for data spaces that we need.
Thank you for painting a picture. I think you use the word orthogonal framework. So I wrote down some horizontal and some vertical lines, which helped me understand what it is that you were explaining. And for those listeners interested specifically in the Catena X you mentioned as one of the ones I asked you, we did talk about OPC UA and Catena X a couple of weeks back, so you may want to go back there. Now, Lars, what role do the 500 plus free OPC UA models play in accelerating the adoption of data spaces across industries?
This is really where the fun starts, because data is like just ones and zeros. So not really interesting. So you have to give sense to the data, and that is happening in the field of semantics and where the OPC models play out their strength, so to say. Because with that, it's like you can immediately speak 500 languages, and that would be so cool, right? So what we do is, and what I was talking about, what ISA is taking care of, is like, okay, you can share data, but then you have shared data. And also, please, the reference to what I said before. So data is traveling, yes, but data spaces also allow for that the data stays at the source and just the algorithms are traveling. So there are also like different options. So maybe that as a remark to what I said before. So now we can not only like combine the data sets, let them travel or not, but we also understand what this data is about. And this is where OPC Foundation has made tremendous work in the last years with all these models. And for us, it's important because data spaces make sense. The more data you share, the more participants you have, then you can really come up with interesting insights, really more value. So an AI, LLM, can learn just from more sources. And well, for learning, you have to understand what you're reading, right? And that is the problem that OPC Foundation solves. And for us, it's so important because at the end, a use case, a business case, a value creation case needs to happen. So you want to come up with a new business model. You want to have built an innovation. So you do something. And therefore, you have to give sense to the data and you have to understand that. And here's immediately OPC helps. You have all these models and you can combine this data set with that data set from different domains, but you understand each other. And with that, the dimension of what is feasible is massively increased by the work of the OPC Foundation.
Thank you for that. Also for clarifying that data, it can travel, yes, but also vice versa, the algorithms can travel, which appeals to my experience in where we use, for example, federated learning. That's exactly where the algorithms move to the data. Now, for companies already relying heavily on OPC UA, what concrete added value does the seamless integration implementation of the IDS standard bring?
Well, it's so to say, it opens a new window into the world, because as mentioned before, so even if you are a big corporate, but a normal company in SME, and then 99% in Germany, same in Europe is SME. So you are tied to a certain ecosystem. So you are using a platform and you are active in a domain. And in that, there are like domain standards for vocabularies, for data exchange, for all of that. That's fine. That's all settled. But you are always like in that industry, in that domain, in that whatever. And this is fine. So this is how European industry has worked the last, 100 years, working in their supplier network, value creation network that you are in. So the promises of data economy is that more is feasible, more innovation based on like more insights on data, combining more data sets. And here you can do a lot in your domain, but a lot of true innovations will happen if you share data with other domains. And let's think of very easy things like mobility or energy. So if you want to really like do the energy transition, well, this is not an easy thing, but if you want to do that, so then you have to talk about like power plants and energy providers, but also about cities and municipalities and companies that provide or that own the houses and the quarters where the people live. And then you also have to take like traffic into consideration and cars that are moving and the batteries that are in the cars. So therefore, even with that example, I'm already touching different domains. And the data today is not interoperable. So you have like to make them shareable at all. That is what we are doing. But then you have to interpret them so that they each other understand. And that is what OPC Foundation is doing. And yeah, so therefore, back to your question, to enable these new potential of value creation, innovation or optimization or even sharing a burden, because, well, everyone has to report carbon footprint in the future, according to law. So it works better if you do it together. And this is exactly the opportunity that these new standards offer.
Right, I understand. So IDS facilitating additional value outside of the domain that you, dear listeners, specifically are working in. Now, as you explained in the beginning, Lars, so I understand the purpose of data spaces enabling organizations to share data. We talked about sharing data in a trusted way. We talked about that as well. Keeping control over what you can use, for how long, conditions. Now, within that setting, can you give us a practical example of how this can work with OPC UA data streams in a typical production setting?
Yeah, so, well, I didn't prepare that, so my example will be quite spontaneous, but that's fine. So at the end, what I'm explaining is probably not new in a value creation, so in a very advanced manufacturing setup already today. So what you do is like you have like, and that is where OPC is good. So you have like sensor data, and then the sensor data is aggregated on machine level, and then on production line level, on factory level, then brought to the ERP system. So that is what is solved. And then you have like a certain aggregated amount of data. And then it gets interesting if you want to share the data between two companies. And maybe these companies are in different domains or different countries or both. And then you want to say like, okay, I'm a specialist in analyzing the temperature in your chemical substance, and I can derive the wear of the machine out of that. So therefore, I need the data from your machine, for example, like the temperature of a certain bearing in your machine. That is interesting, but I'm not interested in the recipe of what you are cooking in that machine or in the price that you have negotiated with your suppliers. But I need that data. So therefore, I need to get somehow access into your database or into your production planning system or ERP or wherever that is. But I just want a very specific part of that. And then I need to, well, make this wish explicit. So I need to come up with a request which data I want to have. And then the provider of the data, they don't have to give me like the whole data, but just what is needed for that collaboration. So they create some usage policy and say, okay, you may. So maybe they give me the whole data set, the whole database, but we can make sure that only like certain data can be seen, and it can be tracked that only this data has been used for the processing and not other parts of that data. So, well, this is because it's so spontaneous, but I think you get the idea. So as long as this is happening all in a domain, and in one value chain, well, you can do that. The question is that really machine readable? And here is where we already today see the limitations. So to negotiate or even express these usage policies is very often manual work. And for this contract, you need to hire lawyers that negotiate that contract and write that down. So if we really want to be dynamic, come up with innovative business models and do that between different companies, maybe in between different domains, that needs to be machine readable and completely automated. And that is what OPC cloud infrastructure can provide or can enable. And IDSA, we are, so to say, like the plug at the end. So out of the company, maybe out of the domain, to another company. And that is exactly the data space. So that we can very explicitly can request a very, very, very specific data set. and say like, I want to have that one. I'm willing to pay data because I'm an expert with that AI algorithm to do something with your data. And maybe I sell that data that I then generate and earn money. And then as you have like provided parts of the data, you get a certain percentage of the revenue. So just as an example. And that is how that could look like. I hope that was understandable.
Yeah, understood. Thanks. Now, IDSA has created important assets like, I think there's the reference architecture model, there's the IDSA rule book, I think there's a data space protocol. How do these specific elements complement each other for building a foundation for trusted sharing, as you've mentioned, of, in this case, OPC UA generated data?
Yeah, so at the end, what we are doing hopefully becomes invisible. So if you plug into the wall, into the socket, then you get energy out of it and you can do cool things. We all know that a lot of complicated things are happening behind the wall. And that is exactly what we are doing. So data spaces at the end will be a tool to make like more data available under certain rules and conditions that is enforceable. And yeah, so machine readable, I mentioned that. So, and what we are doing is, we have like come up with a complete framework, a consistent framework for what data spaces are. This is the IDSA rulebook. So I was talking about the different levels of interoperability. So how does that work? So you can share data, okay. You can catalog data, okay. You can negotiate contracts, and then you are good to go to share data. And then, for example, you need something like OPC UA data models at the cloud framework from OPC, and so that you can share and combine these data sets. And then, okay, well, how do all the parties interact and work together? Who is allowed to do what? Who provides which service? So that needs to be clarified. So this is on the organization level. So that setup, this is described in our rulebook, and you can see that as like the generic framework, and we are making an ISO standard currently out of that, so that the fundamental design characteristics and principles of data spaces are clear, so that all the data spaces, so to say, are built alike. If you want to exactly know how to build that data space from an architecture model, so if you, for example, see the OPC Foundation cloud framework, then how do you combine that with data space connectors? How do you like define other important roles that a data space governance authority, for example, needs? Then we have the reference architecture, and that, as the name says, and the data space protocol is then something very, very easy but super important, like the internet protocol, so that the technical interoperability is ensured on a very easy level. And we are talking about data economy, and I was talking about data sharing. So what is data sharing? What is data sharing? So you need to say like, okay, hi, Peter, you have data? Yes, okay, good. Okay, why do I know that? Because you said that somehow. So what does that mean? It probably was in a catalog. So I need to be able to catalog data. Then I can search the catalog and then say, Peter has data. Okay, Peter, well, can you share it with me? And what are your constraints? And then you say like, okay, Lars, it's fine, but only on Wednesdays and only the green parts of the data, and give me 10 euros for that. So that is a contract negotiation. And then we say like, okay, Peter, that's fine. So, okay, how do we share the data? And then you say like, oh, send me an email or a pigeon, or maybe we can use this or that protocol. And this is where, for example, also OPC helps us a lot. So, and this is for us very important, that the data space protocol, so to say, the window for the companies, this is the data space protocol, and it works perfectly together with the OPC UA cloud reference architecture that then explains more in detail how that data, once it's in the system, in the company, travels through all the databases and services in the enterprise, cloud, or on-premise.
Okay, well, thanks for providing me the option for sending you data by means of a pigeon. I probably wouldn't do that, rather use other means. you referred again, and that's good because that means it shows us how important the data economy is. Now, you advocate, I understand, a fair data economy. What role then do the vast amount, but also the variety of data from the OPC UA ecosystem play in making this fair data economy possible at all?
Yeah, it's a little bit like what I answered in the other question. It enables us to speak more languages, to understand more people, more organizations. So fair data means, so it's an acronym, right? It's findable, accessible, interoperable, and reusable. These are principles that have been invented in Harvard some decades ago for scientific data, but they still hold true. So what we do with data spaces, we create like the soft infrastructure, so to say, that data can be shared in a certain manner, respecting usage conditions of the data originator, fine. But then, again, it needs to be understood and reusable. So the interoperability and reusability in FAIR, this is where the vast amount and variety of OPC models come in. This enables really the usage of much, much more data. So we can make sure that data can travel, but with the help of OPC, we can make sure that this data is given sense and can be combined in a meaningful manner. And at the end, this is the real secret to make a data economy possible. So you understand data, you can give data a meaning, and then you can derive insights from it, and then the value creation of insights, value, combining data can start, and then the great idea of data economy and AI works.
Okay, very good. How can listeners be sure that any investments that they have already undertaken or will or are about to undertake in OPC UA infrastructure today will remain compatible with future data space requirements?
So this is one reason why our organizations are collaborating to exactly ensure that, because, well, both parts of the world, so to say, do not work with the other. So it's fine if we have great concepts for data spaces, but no one can understand the data, and all the participants in a data space, well, cannot interpret the data and therefore not combine the data to value. And, well, with our data spaces, companies will be stuck into their domain where they are. So, well, how can end users ensure that this will stay compatible? We are driving all of this to global standardization. We are combining that to frameworks that are used. So, for example, in Europe, there's the blueprint for data spaces, which is like the European way how to build data spaces. And that is where we are implanting the OPC UA infrastructures and the models so that they will be available. So they are just important building blocks of data spaces.
Okay. You emphasize the interoperable, sovereign, trustworthy data exchange. Now, are there still any challenges? And if so, what challenges for a broad adoption? And how can you overcome them together with the OPC Foundation?
Yeah, we were talking several times about standards. And why do we need standards? Because it's a reliable base for a company to do long-term sustainable investments. So if there's no standard, then maybe things change tomorrow. So you cannot rely on that. You do not build your business processes and the future of your company or your family on that. So that is why we are both working on standards. So this is important. So these standards are currently in the making. So we need to finalize that. For example, the data space protocol, but also the fundamental design characteristics and, well, other things on the side of OPC Foundation. And broad adoption, so then it's not only fine to have a standard, but also you need to have like technology. So very concrete software components and service offerings So commercial offerings off the shelf that have this standard built in. And that is exactly the task at hand currently, that we motivate our ecosystems to build offerings of any kind, software, services, whatever, even machines that have these standards incorporated, and offer it at the market. Because then it will be available, it will be there. We were talking about the SMEs, so it will be easy to install, to implement it. There might even be as a service offerings or whatever. And then a broad, well, proliferation on a global scale can happen. So it is available. And here, so the OPC UA Cloud Initiative has been founded to exactly come up with solutions where the OPC standards are built in. And in IDSA, we are doing the same. So we have, like, as a core components, the data space connector. So to say, we talked about the window to the world, or like the internet browser via which you access the internet. This is the data space connector. So the important element for an organization to join, access a data space. And here we make sure that companies are building solutions for data space connectors, making use of the data space protocol, for example, so that commercial solutions of any kind will become interoperable according to what I said before, the whole data space concept that I was explaining. And we combine both our ecosystems. So it's mainly the cloud providers, software vendors that are building these components. And here we are collaborating immensely so that products will be built. For example, the Eclipse Data Space Components framework is such an open source framework on which data space connectors are built that then immediately speak OPC UA and can make use of all the nice data models that we were talking about before. And with that, so to say, out of the box, you are able to not only do data space, but also to give value and meaning to the data that you are sharing, thanks to IDSA and OPC Foundation's work.
Right. Vendors providing off-the-shelf solutions with embedded standards is what I hear you say. Now, the OPC Foundation supports over 1,000 members worldwide from very different industries. So how does the collaboration with IDSA help make the adoption of data spaces easier, more attractive across such diverse sectors?
Yeah, so here the question is like, who helps who? And I think that is also like the spirit of a very good collaboration. And that is, I think, why we have that good collaboration. Because so we can deliver the key to make all the networks that are already existing in the world using OPC achievements. So with what I mentioned before, you can already build data spaces out of these massive, group of organizations. So it's not only the members of the OPC Foundation, it's also the customers of the members of the OPC Foundation. And with our collaboration, they will be immediately able also to do data spaces. So therefore, IDSA massively benefits from that. And on the other way around, OPC Foundation does not only sell like the semantic interoperability that they are selling, but also like the ability, so to say, to do data spaces and to do value creation on a completely new level. And therefore, it's like a both ways success story. And again, and let me add that. So you were mentioning the diverse sectors. So this is exactly the interesting thing. So OPC Foundation has laid the foundation so that like different sectors can speak with each other. We add, so to say, the data governance element on it so that they cannot only speak, but they can also agree on how they share data and how they use data. That is exactly the element that we add. And with that, you have more or less the full picture to do data economy and the future.
Understood. Can you share concrete pilot projects, maybe real-world use cases that already show the the combined value that you talk about of OPC UA and data spaces?
Yeah, so a lot of the pilots are in the classical manufacturing sector. So the example, like data from the field to the cloud and then to somewhere else. I think at the end, you can imagine every value creation example, so in the manufacturing sector. So what is, I think, what qualifies our collaboration is also especially the reference architecture, so the cloud reference architecture of OPC and the reference architecture of IDSA for data spaces. And this is brought to technical components like the EDC framework, which is embraced by big companies like Microsoft, for example, or Huawei or AWS, SAP, that are both members of our organizations and make that a part of their product portfolio. And then all the smart services can be done, everything cool that you're reading in the newspapers.
Okay, going one step more detail, how does the MX port concept, so e.g. Orion, fit into the vision of linking OPC UA with data spaces?
At the end, it's just the operationalization of the combination of both concepts that I'm talking about the whole time. So Manufacturing X is an initiative in the manufacturing domain. So where they try to come up with a holistic architecture for the whole manufacturing sector on global level, which encompasses a different domain or subdomains like the wood industry, the aeronautics industry, the classical production of machines and so on. And their need was to come up with a with an architecture that can do data spaces, but is like embracing all the achievements that are already there in the industrial sector. And then it's as mentioned, for like data discovery, access, usage control. For this data governance part, the data space elements from IDSA are used for the semantic interoperability, for the like transport of the data, for the description and interpretation of the data. The OPC UA models, companion specs are used. And so that is combined in what is called a configuration option for Manufacturing X, so that it is like a very easy package, because in the manufacturing domain, a lot of SMEs are there and they need, so to say, like production-ready packages. And again, this package is something that enables or allows commercial so companies to come up with a very clear offering and say, okay, this is that variant, so that is Orion, for example, and then everyone knows what it is and it works, and then you can build your data space.
Okay, sounds very interesting. Now, do you expect data spaces, OPC UA integration to become regulatory requirement in the future, maybe similar to the digital product passport?
This is a very interesting question. I don't know exactly what to answer. So it will probably not become a regulatory requirement, but it will probably become a solution to fulfill regulation. And our hope is that it's like, so to say, a standard, and that it finds like broadest possible adoption. So like via regulation, so to say, prescribe a certain standard or technologies is always difficult. And it's the same with a digital product passport. So regulation calls for a digital product passport, but there are in general different ways to build that one. On the other hand side, that enlarges our opportunities together. So with IDSA, OPC, because there's a lot of regulation coming. So in Europe these days, so actually in 2 weeks or so, the Data Act will be enacted, and that calls for interoperability. And here standards need to be developed. So as part of the Data Act, a call for standardization is started, so that European standard how to create interoperability will be done. And that is exactly our game, where we are bringing in the IDSA data space standard. And there, the collaboration with OPC could be super helpful. So then that we do not only serve the digital product passport, but there are so many things to come. So carbon footprint tracking, battery passport, and so on and so on. So therefore, it's more like a general feature. And I don't think that it will become a regulatory requirement, but like a solution to cope with regulation, or however to call it.
Right. So maybe the data space is OPC UA integration is not going to become a de jure, but then it's going maybe to become a de facto combined standard, which is, I'm sure that you are targeting it to become a combined standard, right? We need to come to a close. I have two more questions. So the one before last is looking into the future, looking whatever as possible 5-10 years ahead. How might the industrial data landscape look if this, you know, collaboration that you talked about, if it fully unfolds, and what new business opportunities could this create for your and also for the OPC Foundation members?
All new business opportunities. So how will that industrial data landscape look like? Well, I don't know, but I hope it will be cool. It will be colorful. It will be impressive. So the first is, like, we all know the future. So the pictures of the future from 50 years ago, flying cars, all of that. And a lot of these things have not happened. I'm pretty sure that a lot of that can be made a reality, and more data sharing will make that happen. So we already have seen in the last even month, years, what AI does, what humanoid robots, agentic AI, all these cool things are able to do. And, well, this all requires learning, combination of data sets, so that all of that can be done and built. So I hope that the industrial data landscape looks really different than today. And then what opportunities are there? Yeah, as mentioned, all. So there's like endless opportunities by more data sharing. And that is my hope. So I'm a mechanical engineer, so I know how industry works. I know how machine-to-machine communication works. I know how industrial cloud platforms work. And we are talking about digital twins and holograms and all of this stuff. Well, this can become a reality. So in the last years, we had to deal with like cracking up the platforms. So we had the idea of like seamless engineering. Everything is like digital, and you have like a digital twin of everything. So I think we are way, way, way closer to that with more data sharing. And therefore, like, data spaces will be a very, very important key to make that reality happen. Understanding and giving meaning to the data is the other element. That is what OPC Foundation provides. And therefore, I hope the landscape will look like pretty different than today. And I hope that it's impressive and some of the dreams of my childhood will become a reality that I can enjoy and benefit from.
That would already be a wonderful close, but I'm still going to ask you one final question, which is maybe a specific opportunity of the many of all the ones that you believe are going to be made possible. And specifically, it's about monetization. How do you envision monetization models for companies, for listeners, that decide to share OPC UA data in sovereign data spaces?
This is a very, very interesting question. And maybe we need to make like a podcast on that separately, or maybe a conversation. Monetization of data, this is the big thing. And a lot of people think when you talk about monetization of data, like, okay, I sell my data. So I give you my data set and you give me $10. Well, that's not what is meant with monetization of data. So the good thing with data is it's a non-rivalrous good. So it does not lose value if it is shared. It might even increase its value while sharing or when shared. And this is the big, big opportunity. So at the end, all the companies, every company, has treasures in their basements that they are not aware of. Today, as I said, like most of the data is not shared. And this is a huge potential. So we believe that in the future, there are completely new business models. Because you share the data that you have, and then you can create completely new value. And then, well, there will be like a lot of ways to generate value. But what lies underneath is the insight that data is an asset. And that is what it's about in monetization. So you can see all the data that you're generating, that you are giving meaning to in a company. This defines the value of your company. So I think in a very, very near future, we will not value a company from the value of its asset, like the machines and the factories and the buildings and whatever, but more and more of what data they have, what you can do with that data, the insights that you can generate out of that. And that will be really a huge shift in economy. And this insight, this transformation, will enable a lot of the dreams that I was referring to in the previous question. So then a lot of creativity and innovation will be unfolded.
Lars, thank you very, very much. Also, and including for this wonderful cliffhanger, and I would already almost agree with you for a potential additional podcast, listening to you answering this final question on the potential monetization models. Thank you very much. If you, dear listener, want to learn more about OPC UA technology, more about the OPC Foundation, you may want to listen to the preceding OPC Foundation podcast editions, visit the website. Of course, the same for the IDSA. If you have a proposal for topics interested in appearing on the OPC Foundation, maybe you want to become a member, feel free to mail the OPC Foundation at office@opcfoundation.org. It was great to have you with us today. If you like what you heard, give us a thumbs up, spread the news, and looking forward to have you with us again. And Lars, thank you very, very much for having been my guest today. We took a very long interview. I hope that it was as interesting for you, dear listener, as it was for me specifically. And as I suggested, your initial answer on the monetization based on the combined OPC UA and IDSA data space platform sounded so interesting that maybe we should spend some more time in the near future. Lars, thank you very much for your time.
It was a great pleasure, Peter. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.